Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I am super excited. I'm always excited about hosting my show. Today's segment is Empowering People Financially. The goal for the Crystal Chanel Show is to empower people spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. Today, we will focus on empowering you financially. Our guest today is Carolyn Shumate. She is the owner of Shumate & Associates, which provides financial solutions to families across the United States. She is licensed by several departments of insurance and the National Association of Security Dealers. Carolyn assists families and businesses by helping them to secure Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, 401ks, 403Bs, annuities, fixed and variable insurance, wills, and a host of other financial disciplines. Today, Carolyn Shumate, I would like to welcome you to the Crystal Chanel Show.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. So glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And Carolyn, we're going to just go ahead and dive right into it. I know that you have a hat full of things that you would probably want to talk about today. Some of the questions that I prepared for today's show, my first question that I would like to ask, Carolyn, is how do you determine how much insurance to get?
Well, that's a great question, Crystal, and thank you so much. When you're looking at trying to determine how much you want to get in insurance, you always want to look at it at this aspect. Insurance, specifically life insurance, is for income replacement. So you want to always think about how do I make sure that my income is going to be replaced and my family can live in a lifestyle that won't make them suffer when I'm gone. So we look at what's called the dime. Debt, D stands for debt, I stands for income, M stands for mortgage, and E stands for education. And so
okay.
You want to look at how much do I have in debt, how much income do I need to replace, how much mortgage do I want to pay off the house, and then what education do I want to provide for my children? Now, here's the thing. Once we tell people what the need is, they have the option of saying, okay, I know that's what my need is, but this is what I can afford. Because we always want to give people what they can afford. And I just want to share this with you, that it is always important to make sure that you have insurance that's going to cover the income of the main breadwinner. So, for example,
okay.
If you make $50,000 a year, you need to have at least $500,000 in life insurance. It needs to be at least 5 to 10 times your income at the very least, 5 to 10 times your income, so that if you get checked out and you're out of the picture, your family will have something there for you.
Wow. Now, that I did not know. That so if you're making $50,000 a year, then your average insurance needs to be at least $500,000.
At least $500,000. That is correct. So if you checked out, then you want to make sure that your income is going to be there to protect your loved one, especially if you have children. Very, very
wow.
important if you have children. And let me give an example of that. I had a client
okay.
who was married. She was. Mm-hmm. She and her husband were talking about they're getting a divorce. Well, she says, you know what, I'm going to drop this insurance. I'm going to drop this life insurance that I got on my husband. And I said, no, Why would you want to do that? Because you guys have an insurable interest, and the insurable interest is their daughter. So because
okay.
they had a daughter, legally, she was able to also have insurance, and we use the expression baby daddy. Because she had an insurable interest, she could have insurance on the baby daddy or on the man
okay.
that's going to be her ex-husband. So she said, okay, well, then in that case, I got $250,000. I said, well, that is certainly not 10 times his income, so why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I should increase it then. I said, especially if you're not going to be married to him anymore, so you don't know what kind of lifestyle he's going to have with the next woman that comes into his life. So do what
mm-hmm.
you need to do. So she decided to increase the policy from $250,000 to $1 million in coverage.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
1 month later, her ex-husband died.
Wow.
1 month later, he was murdered. He
wow.
was murdered. And guess what? We paid
her.
She got $1 million. Her daughter
wow.
now lives a life. Her daughter now, and they happen to be African-American, not that race
mm-hmm.
matters, but I just want
uh-huh.
to say that her daughter lives a lifestyle that is incredible, because even though she misses her dad horribly, but
I'm sure.
she and her mom does not have to worry about how to make sure that she has everything that she needs in life. Because she made the decision to invest in her baby daddy, in her baby's daddy, and made sure that her child's father had insurance. So if he got taken out of the picture, then her family would have $1 million in coverage. So you want to make sure that you have 5 to 10 times your income, and there's enough there so the family can continue to go on even when you're not there.
Wow, that's a powerful story. I'm glad that you definitely shared that so that people can get a complete understanding. Because I really do feel that a lot of people sometimes do not take out insurance because they don't really understand the benefits of insurance. So to my next question that I have for you, what are the reasons people should take a look at insurance, for example?
Well, that's a great question as well, Crystal. And I'm so glad the Crystal Chanel Show is doing this, because we have found that most people, when they don't want to talk about insurance, they don't
right.
ever like talking about it. But here's what's the interesting thing. We
mm-hmm.
as a human race have insurance on the house. We have insurance on the car. We have insurance on our cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
We have insurance on our cell phone. Why not have insurance on the greatest, most precious possession that we have, and that's our life?
That's right.
You can insure all of these objects and things, but you can't insure your life. You know, that kind of makes no sense. So that's number one. That's the main reason, because we got insurance
mm-hmm.
on everything else. We need to have insurance on our life.
Another
right. reason is most people only have insurance on the job. And here's the thing. Jobs are not promised to us. And
that's
so we
right.
work, there are people who work and work and work, and they have insurance on the job, and they'll say, oh, I have insurance on my job. Then something comes up, and the job says, okay, we're laying off Tom, Dick, Harry, Jane, and Sue. Well, Tom,
or
Dick,
insurance.
And Harry, they have no more insurance. They now have
wow.
issues because they've been working at this job, and they've been getting sick, and they've been going in the hospital, and, of course, they got insurance, health insurance on the job. But now they no longer have a job, they no longer have health insurance, they no longer have life insurance, and most companies would normally max out at 2.5 times the salary. Remember we talked
mm-hmm.
about you should have at least 5 to 10 times. Most companies
right.
only let you get up to 2.5 times your salary, and in some cases it is a stated amount. You can't get 2.5 times your salary. It's a stated amount. Some companies only give you 1.5 times your salary. You know, they say, okay,
wow.
if you make $50,000, we're going to give you $50,000 in life insurance. As opposed
mm-hmm.
to what we talked about earlier, you getting $500,000. You follow?
Because
so people, some only
mm-hmm.
have it on the job. When the job leaves them, they no longer have insurance. And in some cases, they may be uninsurable when they leave their job, meaning the life insurance
yeah,
can't even get any.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate because I know Like you said, God forbid if you already got sick, unfortunately, during that process of being on the job, then now you're in a situation to where if you are able to be insured, isn't it a little bit higher as far as your rate?
It is, of course it's higher because you're older now. And,
okay.
And if you have a medical issue, you might get rated. Because insurance is a risk thing. The younger you are, the better, you know. But and the healthier you are, the better. So you want to
mm-hmm.
make sure that you have some insurance outside of the job. So if we have any people out there that are listening, make sure you have something outside the job as well, because that is not your job, and that job could leave you anytime. Another reason people need to take a look, Crystal, is because sometimes people are paying too much. All insurance is not created equal. So if you think you're paying too much, it doesn't hurt to take a look to see if you can get better coverage with the companies that you have a relationship with from the Crystal Chanel Show. It doesn't hurt to take a look to see what you're paying and if that benefits. Another reason people should take a look, Crystal, is because they don't have enough. As we shared earlier, if you've got children and you've got debt and you've got income and you have a mortgage and you've got a child you want to get through college, $20,000 and $30,000 is only enough to put you in the ground. There's only enough to bury you. There's no money left for that child to determine how is that child. Yes, you may have another spouse, but your income is now gone, so that other spouse may have to take more time away from the child, go get an extra money, get an extra job so they can make sure that they can pay for their child's well-being. So you want to make sure that they have, that there's enough coverage there, that you're not paying too much. And the last reason why people should take a look at their insurance is because they may have the wrong kind. As I said before, all insurance is not created equal. So you want to make sure that you have a great policy, that you have enough so if anything happens, there's more than enough to bury you. There's enough for you to pay off your debt if you want that. There's money 5 to 10 times your income. There's money for the education of your child. And, you know, here's the deal. We never, ever know when something's going to happen and when you might get to a point where it's going to be needed. You know, during this pandemic, there have been more people that have died that have never died before. There are people that were healthy. And some people did not necessarily die as a result of the coronavirus. Some people did. But there are people who, because they had medical issues, went to the hospital and never came out. You follow?
My
or they
God.
May have contracted something while they were there, or they then couldn't get the care that they needed, or the stress of this whole pandemic just made things come to a forefront. I think at the end of this, we're going to hear about so many more people that have left this world during this time. So whether it's a pandemic or not, we owe it to ourselves to always take a look at the insurance. And I'll give you a story. I had a young lady that I talked to, and she was a teacher. And she vacillated back and forth about getting life insurance. She had it on her job. She only had $10,000 on her job. $10,000, and she had a daughter. And so I did a workshop. So I met her, and I talked to her about the insurance, that she needed much more than that. She had a child, and $10,000 was only going to bury her. She says, well, let me think about it. Well, she kept vacillating about it. And then about a month later, I did a workshop at a church, and guess who was in the audience? That teacher was in the audience, and she was there. So she heard me do the presentation. I talked about how you want to make sure that you're looking at life insurance outside of your job, that you're looking at the best kind of insurance for your situation. And she said, okay, you can come see me. I'm convinced. I need a policy. So she had a $10,000 policy on her job. We gave her a policy. Of course, we showed her what she needed, but she decided that she only wanted $300,000 on herself, $300,000 on her husband, and about $30,000 on her child because the child doesn't have income. Well, guess what? 2 years later, she contracted breast cancer.
Jesus.
Now, here's the deal. if she had not gotten an insurance and she had left her job, which she ended up doing, she would not have had life insurance if she had left her job, because the insurance would have ended. And she would have been uninsurable because now she had breast cancer. So she died last year during the pandemic. She died in June of 2020. She died. And I delivered a check to her husband for $300,000 plus interest. He immediately set up a college fund for his daughter, and it's their only child. He was also able to take some of that and make a down payment on a new home so that they could live, because there were too many memories where they were living. So they were able to take a portion of that, a small portion of that, and put a down payment on a new home. He's invested the rest of it so that they can have, and again, he set up a college fund for her, and he set up a an investment for the rest of his life as well. Mm-hmm. So they were able to go through the grieving process and to take care of everything without having to worry about where the money was going to come from. And that's one of the greatest benefits about why people should look at insurance.
Absolutely. And let me just ask you, Carolyn, I mean, I know that sometimes I'm on social media and I see so many people got, unfortunately, passed away, and the family doesn't have life insurance. So, of course, they're doing GoFundMe, which, you know, thank God for people that are able to contribute to GoFundMe. But the portion that, you know, GoFundMe takes, you know, from having to, you know, of course, they have to make their profit as well, right? So it's like if you're getting $10,000, then GoFundMe may take, what, $5,000, $3,000? So technically you're only left with, you know, a short amount, and it's not enough to probably cover that person's burial. So let me ask you, what is the average cost or the bare minimum cost of a funeral?
Well, that's
if you're doing a casket style.
It all depends on what a person wants, but the average cost of a funeral is about $8,000 to $10,000. That's the average cost of a funeral. So if somebody has a $10,000 policy, that's only going to pay for the funeral. Now, of course, you can get a little bit less expensive than that if you look at cutting out. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you can make it a little bit less expensive than that if you go for cremation, and cremation is between $5,000 and $7,000, the average cremation. And you know, you mentioned GoFundMe. GoFundMe is not life insurance, and I really think that it's sad that people don't feel that it's important enough for them to make sure that their family is insured. So when you do GoFundMe, you're telling the world, I was not responsible enough to take care of my family. Will y'all do it for me?
Right.
That's what.
And
that's
I agree
your
with
statement.
That.
I wasn't responsible enough to take care of my family, because I could have, but I made the decision not to have life insurance, and therefore I need to set up a GoFundMe account so y'all can help me put my family away.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. Let me ask you also, Carolyn, one other thing that I wanted to ask was, what's the best kind of insurance?
And again, you know, Crystal, that all depends on the person, but I would tell you what we have found. There are so many people out there, and I call it old school, who say, I want whole life insurance. I want whole life insurance because term expires and so forth and so on. Well, I have found, and I've been in the industry for over 3 decades now, I have found that for most people between the ages of 18 and 70, term insurance is the best product for them, because they get more coverage for less money, and you also want to put your investment outside of the life insurance. One of the reasons the whole life industry tells people is that you have insurance for your whole life. You also have a savings plan in there. What they don't tell the consumer outright and direct is that saving does not belong to the insured. So when your family dies, the only thing they get is the face amount. So you're actually paying for something that you're never, ever going to get. So in my experience, I believe a term policy, and most financial advisors that you listen to on the radio, they will say the same thing. that you should get a term policy and invest your money separately from their policy so that it is not dependent on you have your investment and your life insurance in two different places.
Makes sense. So, I mean, I see that it's a good reason to definitely get insurance while you're young and pretty much as soon as possible. That sounds like the best result.
Absolutely, Crystal. You want to get it while you're young because you can get more coverage and for less money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to get it while you're young. You've got all kind of things going on while you're young. You've got children. You got a home mortgage. And the loss of income would be devastating to your family. When you get older, your children are grown, your house is paid off, you need more retirement income at that point. You don't really need life insurance. But you need life insurance when you're young. You get a large face amount, less payment for that. And then when you're older, you need to work on your investment. Because if every time in our life, we'd rather have the cash anyway. So you
mm-hmm.
want to buy it when you're young. You get more for less. And the reason you want to get it as soon as possible is because we don't know when, we don't know where something is going to happen to us physically, mentally, to where we become uninsurable. And at that
right.
point, we won't be able to get insurance from anyone. So it is really better. You know, I've had clients today that started with me some years ago. They've tried to get additional more coverage added, but life has gotten to a point where they got a lot of things in their medical file. And so they can't
right.
get any more. And that happens a whole lot. But thank God they already have a policy. So if something happens to them, they've got some money there. And so
yes,
it is very important that we do it as soon as possible before
mm-hmm.
something happens and we become uninsurable.
Absolutely. Something is definitely better than nothing. And I remember back in the day, you know, people would be doing fish fries and chicken dinners and all this kind of stuff just to raise money because, unfortunately, somebody passed away and they did not have the funds. The family did not have the funds to cover them. And, I mean, everybody's situation is different. I mean, for me, I just look at it as an embarrassment. That's just how I feel. I'm not sure about others. But like you said, you know, that person not having that plan in place, it really, really, really can be very stressful for the family to not have anything in place and relying on somebody else to, you know, gather this money together for your loved one.
That's a very good point, Crystal. It is so, and I will tell you the difference is night and day. You don't mind spending the money. For example, I had a client, I have several clients who passed during this pandemic, and I had one about a week ago, and she simply called me and said, she said, my husband died, and I said, okay, I'll take care of the claim, and we'll get things processed for you. And she said, okay. She said, we're going to have the funeral on. She told me the date of the funeral. And I asked her if she needed me to call the funeral home. She said, no, I think they're good. I already told them I had a policy. So, and I said, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. And she said, thank you so much. And that was the call. So we processed it. I got a check for her. I met her and gave her the check. When I tell you the process is so simple when people have, because all you have to tell the funeral home is we have a policy. And they just get to working on whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you want for the funeral. You don't have to sit there and look at every, even though you should, just to make sure you know what you're paying for. But you don't have
right.
to be stressed out about, oh, my God, how are we going to pay for this? Who can we borrow money from? You know, do we need to get that? Do we need to get, I really want that pretty casket, but I can only afford this wood box. You follow? So you want to make
right.
sure that you put those things in place because it literally reduces the stress that your loved ones, I mean, it's going to be enough grief when someone dies anyway. You know, the children are crying, your loved ones are crying. Would it not be so much easier to know that you've made sure that you have put things in place to relieve your family of that financial burden?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Carolyn, I do want to just mention about the will, because a lot of times in our African American community, and you know, this show we're not racist by no means, but I just want to focus on the African American community because I know of several celebrities that passed away, unfortunately, that did not have a will. And, I mean, as a celebrity with, I mean, you have millions and billions of dollars. Like, please share with the listening audience the importance of having a will. Not just having the, it's important to have the life insurance, but also it's important to have a will in place. Because if something happens and there's no will in place, then what?
That is so important, Crystal. And, you know, there's the reason why they call it a will is very, very important. It's so that your will can be taken care of. It's so that your wishes can be taken of. What is it that you want, and what is it that you want? So it is your opportunity to decide what happens with your estate, with your children, with your possessions after you die.
Yes.
You do not want to leave those decisions to a court, to any state law, or anybody who don't know you. You know, there may be people that you don't even know that may come out of the woodwork to say, oh, she owes me this, or I'm going to get the kid, or I'm the father of those children, so I want those kids. You know, I have seen too many situations where there wasn't a will, and exes have come up saying, that's my son, I'm going to take my son, because they thought that there was going to be money involved, and they brought the kid back when they found out there was no money involved.
Wait a minute. You said brought the kid back.
Yes, there was a lady. I had a client who didn't know there was a will, but there was nothing left in the will to him. She had set up someone else as the executor, and her will was in place. The day that she died, the ex-baby daddy came to the home and took the kid that he had not seen in like 7 years or done anything for, and said, this is my son. Well, once he learned that there was a will and he wasn't in it and the kid wasn't in it, he brought the kid back.
Wow.
Imagine what would have happened if there was not a will in place.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
You follow?
And
but those kind of things happen. A will helps to distribute your property. It helps you to name an executor. You can name who the guardian is for your children. You can decide everything that you want. If something happens to you and you're taken away from here, all of your decisions, all of the things that are relevant to your life that will has to be followed. It's a legal document. And we need to make sure every time when there's not a will in place, it's whosoever will. And especially in sometimes there are families who don't particularly get along. And then all of a sudden someone comes up and starts making demands on things. Well, your will puts an end to all of that.
Because you have the opportunity
to name things in your will that the reason why you want things to work the way that they want, and that's your ability to say, when I leave here, this is what I want to happen.
Wow. Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing that information. And you know, I want to cry because we're running out of time, and I will definitely want to invite you back to the show. Please share with the listening audience very quickly how they can contact you before we close out.
Well, awesome. Well, you can contact me via the Crystal Chanel Show, and I don't have that phone number, Crystal. I don't know if you have it that you can share. I can share mine this time if we don't have it, and we can make sure that the next time our audience hears that, they will hear that number as well.
Okay.
You
and
want me to share mine?
That number is 404-844-8110. Again, 404-844-8110. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining the Crystal Chanel Show.